4, DJC. Mobile monitoring.
In monitoring.
KO4KCO.
Sam, go ahead.
KO4KCO, we're doing pretty good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm just getting back from Anderson.
My apologies, sir. I got pulled away with some schoolwork stuff for the kids. Come back from Anderson, you say?
Well, you can actually bring up the software on your phone, whether it's an Android goes that way.
Interesting. Let me look into that.
Yeah, it's a free download, and as long as you have your call letters, you can log in and pick whatever repeater you're going to go to, and you can work it out that way. And it gives you a voice as well as text.
I'm going to be doing this afternoon.
Snow, Steve. What are you looking through? Pink colored glasses or something? N4WRO.
Boy, how you doing? No, listen. AccuWeather's even calling for a mix of either ice and sleet and rain tomorrow. I mean, hey, we're going to get the snow blowers and the ice and the snow shovels and everything else out and ready to go. I've already got my studded cleats out for my tires. Yes, sir.
You ain't right.
Not fun because I've known folks that have come in here and from up north that just don't know what we get because we don't get snow here. We get sleet and ice and they get snow up there. And you can drive in snow. It's just not a whole lot you can do with ice. And I've known several to come down here and make fun, and then all of a sudden, my car's in a ditch. Hey, boy, is that you, Dave? Oh, guys, there went the neighborhood, I'm telling you. Listen, I had to come out for some parts, but I tell you what, give me a call in about 5 minutes here. I'm on my way back into the hacienda. And I'm finishing something up, and give me a call in about 5 minutes, and let's see where we are about linking up, okay? And in the meantime, it's coming. AccuWeather said a mix. It's on its way.
Well, Dave, KB2HXS.
Scared, aren't you?
When it comes down with winter weather, it's usually trees.
Want to know what you've been putting in your coffee.
I'll get back with you in a few minutes, Steve. KB2A checks us.
N4WRO.
Okay.
Yes?
No, my radio just did something strange. I've never had it do that before. It just up and changed repeaters on me.
Okay, yeah, you just kind of disappeared. N4WRO.
So are you guys prepared for the snowmageddon?
Yeah, sir. I got me 3 gallons of some clear liquid over here in some milk jugs. And I got a 22 kW whole house generator and a bunch of venison. So I'm good to go. Let it snow.
Down to the local shine vendor, have you?
What you mean? I make my own.
Yeah. Well, you know, with snowmageddon coming, you're supposed to have at least a 90-day supply of food on hand. It's coming now. So, what time's the venison or the steaks coming on tonight?
Right. Yeah, this place cracks me up. They forecast an inch of snow, and you'd think Armageddon was happening. I spent a lot of time up northern Illinois with the Air Force, and son, let me tell you, we had snow 4, 5, 6, 7 feet deep with drifts up over the top of the house.
Hey, now how long you been living here?
Oh, we moved to South Carolina in 82.
I'll too much fun of us down here now. I got to kind of take up for us down here because, see, I'm originally from Kentucky. I learned to drive in the mountains of Kentucky in the snow and lived in West Virginia for a while, so you know how deep it gets there. But here, you got to admit, we get ice and sleet. And I've had several friends that have come down here from the north and moved in, and all of a sudden they make fun with snow coming, and oops, my car's in a ditch. Can you come over and help me?
Yeah, well, I know exactly what you mean. I'd rather have 4 foot of snow than a half inch of ice, that's for sure.
Normally what we get, Bo, I tell you what, it can get right miserable, too. You know, it just seems like you get an inch of sleet, and it's just twice as cold as just snow.
Definitely. But, I think we'll get a little bit, but I don't think we're going to get much.
Well, my wife was all excited, ready for it to come. She wants a day off from work, and she was telling me this morning they're talking about an inch on the north side of 85. Suits me fine. I got a four-wheel drive F-150 from 1985, and I can go out and play bumper pool with it. And I've got a 2500 diesel that's four-wheel drive, and beyond that, if I need to go, I can still go.
You say about four-wheel drive, don't you? All that does is get you in the ditch quicker.
Kind of go back to experience though. I used to run Jeeps all the time. Used to go out playing with Jeeps in the snow, and I learned fairly well. I haven't really been stuck. Now see, famous last words. I haven't really been stuck in snow in the last 30 years, and that was because some idiot come down a hill right at me, and I had to bail out into a ditch to keep from getting hit by him. So, anyhow, I've been fortunate with my four-wheel drive. It works good.
Yeah, I got that four-wheel drive on that Duramax. It's come in handy a few times.
With the weight of the diesel engines up front, man, you throw that puppy up in four-wheel drive, they're just, I've gone in the snow with the Duramaxes. They go, baby. They really go. Now, I've got this new Dodge, and I've tried it in some mud and muck, and it does real well, but I just haven't tried it in snow and ice yet, so this will be the inaugural for the Dodge, see how it does.
I've got tires got on it. I run those Cooper AT3s, man, I tell you what, they'll pull.
A Cooper on it right now. This truck's only got 21,000 on it, and I've got Coopers on it. But, I'm not even sure what I got on there. I'm going to have to get out and look real quick. I'm here at the Hacienda. I'm going to jump out and look real quick and get right back with you. See what I got. Mr. Craft, which is the Cooper tire, and they're the Stratus AP. So they don't have quite as aggressive a tread as what you're probably talking about, but they've done real good in the mud so far.
Right, yeah, Mastercraft Cooper, same tires. Cooper makes the Mastercraft brand.
I'll tell you what, I like Michelin, but doggone, I'm not paying $1,400 for a set of tires for this diesel.
You got that right.
I just haven't had good experience with the Toyo and the Bridgestone. And I don't even know who's got Firestone anymore. I used to run Firestones all the time. But yeah, I've had real good luck with the Cooper and the Mastercraft name, so I'll probably just stick with them. Going out of here, bud, I've got to change the oil on a Saturn, and then I got to get some stuff wrangled around, and I got all kind of crap to do. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, it does. All right, Steve, stay out of trouble. You and the family stay safe. We'll catch you later in 4WRO.